The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamara. Here's Jen Latta.
Keep getting us your top Wisconsin sports stories of 2025. Yes, I've had several people weigh in on the Carbless talk and text line. Are we not going to talk about Micah Parsons? The Micah trade, Ben says. Yes, Micah Parsons was certainly a top story of 2025. In fact, I would argue that no matter what you thought of the Green Bay Packers going into the season prior to the Micah Parsons trade, the Micah Parsons trade made you believe that this was a Super Bowl caliber team. And all he did week in and week out was further validate that belief. Now, the players around him, Gabe, I think you could have a different opinion of. I think you could say, well, they didn't always answer the call. They didn't always answer the bell. But Micah Parsons, every single week, came to play, made his presence known, and made the Packers a better team. And that's why his acquisition is absolutely a top story of 2025 in Wisconsin.
Well, again, it's the shock value of getting one of the best defensive players. Like, oh, he actually was available. And then, honestly, getting him for the low trade price that you did, because Sauce Gardner went for a very similar price at the trade deadline this year. And you got Micah Parsons, who, no offense to Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, a lot better. I'd rather have Micah Parsons. And yes, you're willing to pay him top dollar because he does make everyone around him better. It's the one position on defense that can make everybody else around them better. If he's able to get after the quarterback, draw attention from the offensive line, thus making life easier for his fellow defensive linemen, getting to the quarterback as quickly as he does, making things easier for the back end, drawing all that attention to the outside, making things easier on the inside linebackers if it happens to be a run, for them to be able to take on and shed blockers. It's the one position on defense that makes everybody around them better, which is why you're willing to pay that top dollar.
Yeah, and that's what concerns you moving forward here in the playoffs. Because the corners now have to cover more because there's just no pressure.
Yep.
You know?
Or if they do get pressure, Chew, they're going to have to be on an island in man-to-man because they've got to bring extra guys. And they're just not going to be able to get consistent pressure with four.
Yeah. No, that was a huge bright spot. And that's why I think Grudy gets some street cred for that because, like you said, they got him for really a deal. You know?
I mean, that's more on Jerry being an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
But he took advantage of the idiocy. Which, again, there's credit for that.
Yeah, you got to know who the idiots are and how you can take advantage of them. Going out and getting Micah Parsons, obviously one of the most emotional and defining moments in Wisconsin sports in 2025, one of the most feared defenders in all of football. And guys, I love the message that it sent to the league, that we're not waiting around. There's an urgency here. We are willing to go out in free agency and not just add to the roster, but go out and get one of the best players available. It energized the state. It energized the sport. It energized the franchise. It energized the fan base. And look, you can make the argument of whether or not it worked out. Injuries are fluky. Injuries happen. But it marked a clear shift for Brian Gutekunst in saying, I recognize that this could be a Super Bowl caliber team, and if I add this piece, it gets us that much closer to doing so. I remember when it happened, obviously, as we all do, and how we thought, oh, Goody with the cojones. Goody with the big you-know-what's out there showing the rest of the league that he's not messing around. And I still think that that should carry some weight when we talk about job security for the GM.
But if he gets, again, I would attach Goody and LaFleur to the hip. If you want to fire one, you fire both. If you want to keep one, you keep both. I just attach these guys at the hip. Because if Goody gets a pass for Micah being hurt, then so should LaFleur.
Did anyone, you know how I have my formula on how to win a Super Bowl, your A's got to play like A's, B's like A's. Taking away Tucker Kraft, who was trending to be an A player, and obviously Micah Parsons, an A player, did anyone else overachieve?
Christian,
okay. I mean, Josh Jacob regressed. I mean, McKinney's numbers regressed. Quay, who's the other linebacker?
Edrin Cooper
regressed. Quay was about the same as last year.
Yeah, probably in that same category, yeah. He's fine. I don't know if I'm paying top dollar for it, though.
And as we're talking about players and the trajectory and up and down, and obviously growth is not linear, how do we feel about Matthew Golden's first year? Unfinished, incomplete, but yeah, I was really... I know there was an injury that hit in the middle of the season, so he wasn't available, had to recover from that. But I just thought that they would use him more. The fact that you spent all that capital to go out and get a guy in the first round, I really thought he would be more of an impact player. I really thought he was going to spark. And it just felt like they were still like gently easing him into the offense.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the way that they used him. Obviously, I mean, the opportunities for him seem limited. But I mean, he's probably what, a C if you're giving him a grade.
Hold on, let me ask you guys, does it question how good he can be? You think that? Because let's not forget, I mean, we had an example of that in Musgrave, the gush in training camp, which Golden got, and then eventually Musgrave just turned into a guy. Do you have any concerns about Golden just being
a
guy?
I want to see play out. Because, again, we've seen a lot of players come in, not do well their first
Devontae
year or two.
Devontae is always the great example of that, right?
Yeah, but we've seen that for a lot of receivers come in, not be at their best. And for again, the opportunities were limited. When Romeo's not here next year, I'm curious to see what the opportunities for Matthew Golden are going to be. That's what I'm curious. When he gets more opportunities, and the quarterback did say a couple of weeks ago that Matthew is somebody they do want to get the ball more to, and it seems like he has grasp the offense better as the season has gone along. So I don't know if he was running some wrong routes earlier this year, wasn't running them with the precision required, but it seemed like there was a high praise a couple weeks ago for Matthew that also seemed to indicate, well, maybe earlier in the season he wasn't doing what he needed to do.
But it makes you question the Bull Melton stuff. I mean, just plug Golden in there.
I mean, Golden was in on the play, the drop here for Bull Melton, but yeah, I don't get the Bo Melton thing either.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And some of the plays he made earlier this year, too.
Yeah.
Golden was out in those games, which is why...
Yeah.
Which is why he had to be in against the Bears when they played at Lambeau Field.
Bo Melton is just another great example, though, guys, beyond football, of if you're a good dude and you show up to work and you work hard and you treat people well and all of the things we have heard about Bo Melton, man, you're going to get a lot of opportunities, right? And even in a performance-based industry like the Pro Football League, like the NFL, they're going to give you opportunities. They're going to keep you around. It's like Chewy, you're not going to understand. Oh, maybe you will. But I've been reading about the Stranger Things, right? Stranger Things and how the guy who plays Steve, something Keery, I don't know his first name. You might know.
Joe Keery,
thank you. How his character was supposed to be killed off in the first season or whatever his first season. But they liked him so gosh darn much that they wrote him into the rest of the show.
Yeah, I mean,
that feels like a Bo Melton cop.
You hear about that in a lot of TV shows. In Breaking Bad, the character opposite of Bryan Cranston was supposed to die in the first season. Lasted the entire
Jesse,
time. Jesse is the only one who actually lived in the end. So
really?
Yeah. Huh. He was supposed
they liked
to die
him
off.
So much.
Yeah, they just liked the chemistry he had with Walt and lasted the entire
time.
And
see, that's why you tune into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, folks. If you're wondering out there, if sometimes you're asking yourself, why do I listen to this show? Because we got a Bo Melton, Joe Keery, Stranger Things comp here for you that actually works.
But I feel like
it actually makes sense.
I feel like Steve's more valuable to the Stranger Things crew, though. I wish Bo was a little more valuable. I wish he was closer to Steve.
Could reach Steve's potential.
I do. I really wish that.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have power rankings coming up. Are these the last power rankings, or do they do one more power rankings after week 18 headed into the postseason? Because by then the field is cut down to the 14 teams.
Yeah, but you can still do a top 10.
They'll still do a top 10. All right, Chewy's favorite segment coming up right after this.
If you feel like you're running on empty, Mentality Health is here to help, and they specifically help in the area of low testosterone. Maybe you're dealing with low testosterone, you don't even know it. You got low energy and motivation, you're tired all the time, got some weight gain, maybe a little bit of muscle loss, especially around the belly. Maybe you feel anxious, moody, and irritable. Those are all signs of low testosterone, and Mentality can help. They focus on free testosterone levels, which a lot of doctors can overlook, and ensures that your treatment is tailored to your body. So if you are dealing with low testosterone, you go in, get a blood panel done, results about a week later. If your testosterone levels are low, you work with Mentality. But again, they ensure your treatment is tailored to your body. It is customized for you. It's not one size fits all. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be. The results Your energy comes roaring back. Your belly fat burns off. Your muscle strengthens. And you feel like yourself again. You're ready to tackle life once again. So don't let low testosterone hold you back. Be at your best. Not just for you, but for your family as well. Visit mentalityhealth.com/radio, mentalityhealth.com/radio, and find out how to book an appointment today.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN. It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, good list. Solid. I don't really have any problems with it.
So. Really?
Not really. I think it's pretty
right.
Pretty good. So with that, give me 10.
First and foremost, I think the Packers' loss to the Ravens probably drops them out. Weren't they 10 last week?
No, they were out last week, too.
They were 11. 11.
They were 11th last week.
Any guesses?
So I think the loss would keep them out of the top 10.
Keep is the word we are looking for. Keep them out of the top 10.
Any guesses?
If they 13? Were 11 last, 12? I mean...
12.
Yeah, giving a guess here. Okay, number 10. I have the Chargers as number 10.
A.O. Buffalo.
A.O. Brian D. is 10. I don't like them at all.
We know.
You never have.
Can they win a Super Bowl? No. No.
No. I mean, you want to talk about how wide open the NFC is?
AFC?
The AFC seems even more wide open than the NFC does.
Because you don't believe in the two top teams. That's the only reason.
Wider, if you
do you believe in the two top teams?
I think one of them will emerge as the Super Bowl representative for the AFC.
So,
you?
Pats and Broncos, maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling.
9.
I have the Texans at number 9.
I've got the Texans here as well.
The Bears.
Oh.
The Bears.
Okay.
Went from 8 to 9. I guess you got to ding them for a loss, but.
Okay.
I thought they
I mean, this
they,
is just the rip of 11 and 5 teams here.
Yeah.
I assume the Chargers are outside the top 10.
Correct. They're the 11. 8.
Okay, so now I'm going to say the Texans.
Texans.
Texans are 8. Can the Texans win it all?
No.
With just defense?
I just asked Gabe during the break. Are
really?
The Texans better than the Eagles? He said no.
You don't think so?
I do not. I do not think so. Again, every once in a while it happens, but the last time a team won with just defense was a decade ago.
Yeah. Fair. 7.
This is tricky for me because I think the Eagles are better than Jacksonville, but Jacksonville's record is better than the Eagles. They seem to be heavily record-based. I don't think the Rams' loss to the Falcons yesterday dropped them this far. So I'm going to go with the Eagles at number 7.
I think the Rams dropped this far. I'm going Rams.
Philadelphia Freedom, yeah. Frank Winter's favorite song.
So
Jen, you nailed
pickers
it.
Still think the Rams are better than
all right,
the Eagles.
All right, so Houston's and Eagles, would you classify them as teams you do not want to play?
Houston? Houston? No, Eagles.
I mean, Houston, you wouldn't play until the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying the Packers. I'm just saying.
Oh, just generally
no one
speaking.
Wants to play them. You know how we say that?
I don't know if they're the team that nobody wants to play.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on the Eagles. If there's ever been a switch.
That offense
their defense
is really
is legit.
Struggling, though. Really struggling.
They're going to rush for 1,000 less yards this year, and they've won 2 games where their quarterback hasn't completed a pass in the second half. I feel like you should be able to beat that team if you're a good team.
I'm not going to sleep on them.
I mean, the Bills
Falcons
made them
last year. We're not sleeping on them.
They won last night. They won
which
last
sets
night.
Up a really funny scenario, by the way, in the AFC in the NFC South, because everybody
what?
Thought it was going to be the game for the NFC South is Panthers
Buccaneers.
It's not anymore. If the Panthers lose that game, they still win the division if the Falcons win on Sunday. Because then it's a 3-way tie for the division, and the Panthers win the 3-way tie.
That's ugly.
It's bad. It's so bad. I'm hoping for chaos.
6.
Rams.
This is where I put the Rams.
The Evan Cohn run Jacksonville Jaguars are six.
Huh.
I'm going to need to let Evan Cohen know that
he's Liam Cohen
coaching the.
Oh, don't worry. He's on Willie and Tausch. I'm on Willie and Tausch later. I will let him know. I am congratulating him on all of his success in Jacksonville.
I mean, Liam and Evan aren't that far off.
Duval.
Both four letters in his defense.
Yeah. Thank you.
Liam
Will.
And Evan aren't that far off, actually, to be honest with you. Like, from a name standpoint. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Rams. If the Rams are not here, they have to be here.
Yeah, I am surprised they are a top five team. They've had some inexplicable losses now.
What I'm saying, man.
I can't believe they're five.
Why? They fell from two. That's fair.
She dropped outside the top five.
He's saying that they're overrated. They were overrated at two.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. That's just when Stafford plays like crap, they usually lose. When he plays okay or good, they win.
Probably cost himself an MVP last night.
Four.
49ers.
Niners.
Niners are four. Can the Niners win it all?
Yes, but they could also lose. Again, I'm not trying to be like, you know, overly simplistic here.
It feels like they're going to have to win shootouts, and you can't constantly win shootouts. Again, much like you can't win with just defense, you can't win with just offense.
So far, Gabe today has reminded us that you cannot win just with shootouts, you cannot win just with defense, and you cannot any given Sunday your way through the postseason. Which again, one team in the NFC. Like, this is where things feel more, what's the word for parody? Parodied? No.
Mimicked?
No. What?
Speaking of idiots.
Whoa, hard to the
heart. Sorry, Will. I take that back.
It's okay.
Take it back.
See, you were doing so well, Will.
He's constantly had your back. You wonder why the other producers turn on you. It's because they see how you treat Will, the one guy who's got your back.
But Gabe, he intentionally cut off my headset, so I don't know what cocktail attire is. Therefore, can I wear a Carhartt coat as a sports coat?
No. No.
That's all I have, Gabe.
No, it's not.
Tell you what, if you tell us the suit story, you can do whatever want.
We're gaining traction.
Almost got clearance from Clarence.
Because she's so frustrated by it.
So she wants the world
nice
to know what
is,
she deals with. I hear her. I hear it.
She's showed probably 30 people the receipt, and the receipt's starting to lose its ink on it, so you can't even tell.
So you should just tell the story if she's sharing it all over town.
We're going to get there. We're tipping the fridge over. Three.
I have the Broncos at three.
I'll say the Pats.
Ooh.
Broncos are three. Okay. You know, someone has to win the Super Bowl, because I'm going to ask a Gabe, if I ask you, can the Broncos win the Super Bowl, you're going to say no.
I mean, I don't trust them. If they're going,
no.
I'm going to take the, if they're in the Super Bowl, I'm taking the NFC team.
If the Broncos are the AFC representative,
correct,
you're taking whoever.
So whoever is in the NFC.
All right. Two.
I have Seattle at two. I have the Patriots at one.
It's Pat Seahawks.
Gabe is correct. Who's better, the Patriots or Broncos?
I think the Patriots are better. And I'm surprised that you don't think the Patriots are better, because you are out on Sam Darnold and Drake May is a candidate for MVP.
Yeah, but he has also never played a playoff game.
So I don't think that is looming.
I don't think you get just to go right to the front of the line. You don't get just to win a Super Bowl in your first playoff
experience. But
could
you be front of the line now, right now, in week 17 headed into week 18?
Maybe, but also, like, the Patriots aren't going to be the number one seed. They're going to be that number two seed, and they may have to try to survive Buffalo once again.
All right, now rank these three: Seattle, San Fran, L.A.
It's tricky. Can we wait until the game this weekend when they play?
I'm
going Rams. I'm going San Fran, Seattle.
I think that's fair. I think the Rams, again, is Matthew Stafford going to throw three picks?
Maybe.
No.
Again?
Very possible.
Certainly possible. But a veteran like that feels like he'll hone it in.
Come through in a big game like he did last night?
Reel it in.
Now
that sarcasm everyone picked up on, unlike Jason Wilde's sarcasm earlier.
Yeah, experience is big when it comes to the playoffs. And you're certainly taking Matthew Stafford over Sam Darnold, right, Gabe?
Yeah, but I mean, the Seahawks, I think, the closer we get to this thing, the more the Rams just continue to puke on themselves.
Yeah.
The Seahawks seem like they're the most complete team right now. I thought it was the Rams, but I don't know if they just missed Devontae that much last night.
Yeah, he helps.
So did you have the 49ers last on that list?
I got the 49ers. I went Seahawks, Niners, Rams. And maybe it's recency bias after watching the Rams yesterday, but
yeah,
them having to go on the road three times, like they puked all over themselves last night on the road. They puked all over themselves against the Panthers on the road. I think this team's just very different when they have to play away from Los Angeles, and they're going to have to get some luck in order to get a game in L.A.
Is Puka Nacua healthy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you got Puka. And
almost
got...
made an unbelievable catch last night to put them in field goal range and tie it up.
Yeah. I think I like the Rams better than the Niners. But again, let's just see how that game shakes out this weekend. Seattle Niners for the first place in the division. Let's see how that shakes out. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. Hey, keep getting us your top stories, top sports stories of 2025 here in the great state of Wisconsin. We've already talked about your Brewers. We've already talked about the Micah Parsons acquisition. What else you got? Let us know. 800-990-3776. You can call in, you can text in, you can hop on the YouTube stream as well. If you're headed to the Milwaukee Bucks game, you can make a bet at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After a purchase or a bet, you'll get a wristband. You take that wristband, you get on the shuttle, no questions asked. Seating is limited on a first-come, first-served basis. It picks up and drops off in the annex right next to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They begin departing Pottawatomie 1 hour and 15 minutes before the game, and they return beginning in the third quarter and run nonstop until 1 hour after the game. It could not be easier. Use the shuttle at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at the Annex for games at Fiserv Forum this season.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
If the Wisconsin Badgers were the Titanic, they have already hit the iceberg. But for some reason, Chris McIntosh thinks that like they can still get to New York. Like,
recapping the top stories in Wisconsin sports of 2025. And look, as much as we would like to overlook, as much as we would like to ignore the Wisconsin Badgers, it was El Stinko. They didn't just underperform. It was embarrassing. They were overmatched, mismatched, disjointed, unrecognizable from what Badgers football is supposed to be. Has been, and I think a lot of people were scratching their heads because we all were excited when Luke Fickell was named the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers just a few years ago, but there was no physicality, there was no identity, there was no clarity, and that's why the Badgers football identity crisis in a very new Big Ten, right? Obviously, you got all the additions of all the teams that have popped in. You're seeing Indiana turn things around, number one team in the country right now, playing in the Rose Bowl this weekend against Alabama. And you're wondering, why in the world can a program like Wisconsin not duplicate that success, not replicate that success with a new head coach in Luke Fickell? A lot of questions that have not yet been answered. It was a bad season. And Gabe, we are still recovering and smarting from the 2025 Badgers football season.
Yeah, and they just think more money is going to be able to fix it. I just don't know. It says a lot about Luke Fickell, but it also says a lot about the program from top down. That I don't know if they just didn't realize that NIL and transfer portal was here to stay, if they just thought that was going to be a fad and somebody, I don't know if the federal government was going to come in and fix it, but they were slow to adapt. You mentioned Indiana. They were not. Yeah, they got some nice money, Chew, from Mark Cuban, but their head coach embraced the role that he took at Indiana, and it doesn't seem like, you know, Luke Fickell has embraced what Wisconsin football is. Didn't have the right resources, just a failure from top down. Didn't have the money, but I don't know if I still don't think that he's the right coach because of his failure to recognize the best way to succeed at the University of Wisconsin.
Well, their first mistake was going to the air raid offense that first year. Why would you go away from the homegrown talent, the big boys that Wisconsin produces every year? These kids were going to Penn State, they're going to Minnesota, they're going everyone but here. So then he gets rid of the air raid, and he's behind the eight ball because, you know, these kids figure there's greener pastures, and obviously there are at Indiana. and he's losing a lot of the homegrown talent. And in order to run the air raid, you need three receivers that are game breakers from Florida, California, Texas. Well, they're not leaving there now to go to Wisconsin. It's all about money. These kids want money, money, money. And if the alumni aren't going to pony up, I still don't know what McIntosh means by putting more money into the football program, because back in the day, and Jen, you know this, back in the day before NIL, these kids wanted unbelievable locker room, unbelievable weight room, you know, unbelievable indoor facility.
Yeah, amenities, yep.
Yeah, now they don't care. It's just put the money in my pocket, and if you're not willing to do that, you ain't going to win.
So my husband always talks about Dario, who is from Florida and now lives obviously here with me in Wisconsin. He always talks about how when he started out in the television industry, how Florida paid in sunshine. They didn't have to pay as much as other television markets across the country because they knew there was a lure of being in Florida. What do I mean by this as it relates to Wisconsin football? In order to get that top-tier talent, Chu, you're going to have to overpay. You're going to have to overpay to draw those kids out of places they would want to be that wouldn't pay the going rate in order to get them and convince them to not only go to Wisconsin where you got to play Big Ten football and it's cold and you got to get used to the elements and all of those things, but also to turn the program around. There's very few guys in this day and age of college football who want to be part of a rebuild. Because why not go somewhere that's already established where they show a trajectory of winning, of playing championship level ball, and join them, right? So it's an uphill battle for the Wisconsin Badgers right now, and that's why you got to throw more money at the problem, because you're going to have to overpay to get that talent to actually come to Wisconsin and be a part of a rebuild.
Yeah, and you've lost a lot of connections to the state. You think of some of the most successful players that have come through this and have gone on to the NFL, it's guys who wanted to be at Wisconsin because that was an ultimate goal. And when you lose those touch points around the state, I'm not saying that there's, you know, talent here like there is in Florida and Texas and Ohio and California and all these other places, but there is some pretty good football talent here. And the guys that typically would have gone to Wisconsin because Barry built up the program, was continued by Brett Bielema and Paul Christ, the guys that would have gone, yeah, Wisconsin, I have pride in and playing for my home state school, a lot of those guys don't care because you have lost those connection points. And that's going to make it even more difficult because maybe you wouldn't have to pay as much for those guys. Now you probably got to overpay for some of the guys in your own state who have been leaving to go to places like Indiana, like Michigan, like Penn State.
You have Oregon, you have Washington, you know, I think there's a little arrogance at Wisconsin where they always look down on Iowa. But Iowa always goes to a bowl, and they always are in that 9-10 win season. You know, I think you have to drop down your expectations because you're not, unless there's some massive donor coming in like Indiana and giving them $30 million, you ain't going to be in that 12. I'm sorry. It's not 2014. This is different. I mean, Oregon gets a ton of money. USC gets a ton of money. You know, Michigan, obviously, Ohio State. I think you got to bring down your expectation, and there's nothing wrong with being in Iowa and winning 9 games and going to a decent bowl.
And we all poked fun at the legends and leaders and all of that type of stuff when it was divisions, but that's what the Badgers were feasting on prior to the dissolvement of those. And it is incredible to look at it holistically and see how quickly they cratered, how quickly they are now in the basement of the Big Ten, right? You can poke fun at the Rutgers of the world all you want. You are Rutgers now.
Yes.
And that's wild. Take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Keep getting us your top Wisconsin sports stories of 2025. I got Dale weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. He says, what about the Badgers women's volleyball team and their fantastic season? Absolutely. Home of the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team here at Good Karma Brands. Proving its excellence, wasn't fleeting, deep postseason relevance, packed arenas, national respect, keeping Wisconsin women's volleyball among the state's strongest and the nation's strongest volleyball teams. Cool to see them make a run in the NCAA tournament this year as well. We will take a break. Roll on right after this. Stick around.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
I am always on the go during college football season, headed to California tomorrow for the Rose Bowl, and I always trust Accutrans Group for my private transportation needs. Whether I'm traveling for college football or headed to Lambeau for green and gold action, they make my ride stress-free. At Good Karma Brands and ESPN Milwaukee, we also count on Accutrans to get our partners to and from Green Bay first class every time. They've got professional drivers, reliable pickups, zero parking hassles, and your game day fun can start the moment you step on board. Book your ride now at AccuTransGroup.com and enjoy the ride just like I do all college football season long. Girl, don't lie, just to save my feelings. Girl, did we miss anything in our recap of the 2025 sports seasons in Wisconsin, sports stories in Wisconsin? It feels like the Bucks drama probably deserves at least a mention.
I mean, Dame tearing his Achilles,
that has now brought us
to where we are. Yeah. If Dame doesn't tear his Achilles, I'm really curious where the Bucks are right now. My guess is they probably trade Dame in the offseason because he very obviously wanted to go back home, be closer to his family. But because he tore his Achilles, they had to go a route that nobody else has ever done before, waiving that type of money and stretching out over the 5 years so they could have a little bit of roster flexibility.
How's Giannis been playing?
He's been great since he's been back. He's played 2 games since he's been back. They've won both games. He's been fantastic.
Okay.
Been on a minutes restriction, obviously, kind of working his way back. But, I mean, he's been really good.
Yeah, the Dame Lillard injury, for its devastation level, has to be one of the defining top Wisconsin sports stories. And to your point, it was the first domino, and you could argue that there were other dominoes before, but the first major domino in where the Bucks are right now, right? Obviously, they underperform in the postseason, in part because Dame is not there. But I would also argue that I don't know that Dame and Giannis ever had an opportunity to, and therefore gelled the way that the front office thought they were going to, really thought that that partnership would be this like 1-2 punch. And so because of that, they're sort of trying to correct that move still going forward. And to be honest with you, with not a lot of options. So they were dealing with the loss, obviously, of Dame. They were dealing with the bounce from the postseason and staring at a reality, which was, where do we go from here? And I think they've done the best job that they can. But as you see from Giannis, he's going to hold their feet to the fire. You know, mediocrity is not good enough. Being mediocre is not good enough for Giannis. And so every opportunity he gets to remind the front office that things need to be better, it feels like that's where we are now. He's going to remind them, like, hey, we have to be better. We have to be a top team. We have to be competing with the top teams. So Dame's injury standing out as one of the more defining stories of 2025, Gabe.
Yeah, and again, it changed the course of a franchise. Because of that injury, they had to do what they had to do to try to, you know, getting Miles Turner. Who knows if that happens if Dame doesn't injure his Achilles, if they're able to open up space to try to sign somebody like that. Because again, if he doesn't, either Dame Lillard's still playing with the Bucks, or my best guess is that they would have tried to trade him. And this team looks dramatically different than what it ended up being, now looks like, as they go forward in 2026.
You know, it was another great story, and I watched a little bit of the game, and Gabe, correct me if I'm wrong, UW River Falls?
Yeah.
Where they were in the national championship game, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're in the Stag Bowl.
Where like years ago, a couple of years ago, they hardly won any games.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they were the most prolific offense.
Yeah, I think they had the highest scoring offense in D3.
Unbelievable turnaround. Did they wind up winning that game? I just got ADD kicked in.
I do not know if they won the Stag Bowl. I was not paying attention to the Stag Bowl.
Yeah, but that was a hell of a story. I read up on that, and yes, I can read.
Well, but you didn't read to the end. Got distracted before you got to the
fair.
Final score.
That's like what Billy Crystal always taught me in Harry Met Sally.
I don't want to bring up a salt in the wound type of thing, but did you see that Illinois State is competing for the FCS National Championship against Montana State, Chu?
Yeah. I blast Coach Daly. Nice choke. That's true. That's a choke.
Okay. And that's relevant because Illinois State did beat your, you know, coach's team in the first round, even though coach's team was the number one seed. Eesh.
Yeah, but I think it's cold in Nashville next week.
So. Oh, yeah, you were supposed to be in Nashville next
week.
Yeah. You're going to book hotels. Yep. You're going to book a plane.
Yeah.
Did you guys decide you're not going?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, just making sure. Well, at one point you were like, can we still go? You know,
We gave you permission to go.
Yeah, it's got to be 60 degrees or higher. That's my new rule, Gabe.
60 degrees or higher?
In January?
Yeah. So you're not going anyway. By the way, the Stag Bowl is coming up this Sunday.
Oh, so that wasn't. Yeah, because that was weird. They were playing at home. Who's in the Stag Bowl?
UW River Falls.
Oh, right.
Is in the Stag Bowl, and they are taking on North Central out of Illinois.
Oh, Naperville.
Okay.
All right, another Wisconsin-Illinois clash. Okay, bragging rights on the line. Maybe they'll
This is the JV
maybe
game.
Maybe they'll chant
yep.
Green Bay sucks at that one, too.
Amos Alonzo man. Stag.
Oh, good job, Chewy. Did you figure out what cocktail attire is or what?
I think I can wear a Carhartt.
No.
It's a coat.
No.
Gabe.
You buy it at Fleet Farm. You can't wear Carhartt to a cocktail hour.
The most frustrating thing is my son's going to another cocktail party who were very upset because we're not doing ours this year. We're taking a year off. You know what the attire is for that party? Sweatpants. How awesome.
That is awesome.
All over it.
Sorry, pal. I guess you're too fancy.
I'm going to host a sweatpants party.
Isn't that great?
I just decided. I mean, once college football ends, of course, because you can't do anything until college football ends. But once college football ends, I'm going to host a sweatpants party. We're going to play card games and have some drinks and
Wait, I've got a day. I've got a quick theory here. Chewy, I think you know what cocktail attire is. I think your wife told you what it is. But you were coming to us hoping for a different answer so you could go to her and say, well, they told me I could wear this. I think that's what's going on here.
No, I didn't know because I get confused with business casual.
It's
business casual and cocktail?
Well, is business casual a coat or no?
I think it's just going away from coat.
Collar, though.
Yeah, it has to have a collar.
Collar?
But
see, I'd
cocktail,
be all right with that.
Cocktail, you got to have the coat.
I'm anti-coat. But they didn't say what kind of coat. That
you
just says coat.
You have a new coat. You need to get as many wears out of that coat
No, it's
as
not
possible.
Here yet. They're making it
oh,
as we
shoot.
Speak.
I didn't realize you hadn't received it yet.
No,
good
I haven't
gravy.
Gotten And that's part of the rub.
Well, looks like you're going back to the old 3-button.
Yeah. That's 4, Gabe.
Oh, it's 4? My bad. Yeah, 4. My apologies. I didn't realize.
Why did you correct him on that? Jeez Louise, take the L. Right? I mean, you could have just
didn't
left
realize
it.
They made 4.
I didn't either.
Oh, that's why you were getting made fun of. Yeah. Here we thought it was a 3-button suit.
You can't borrow one of your kids' coats?
4-button suit.
No, Dyson's tiny. He's not tiny.
What is he, 6'4"?
Yeah, like 225.
Yeah, yeah, the tiny human being.
Waif.
So soft at 6'4", 225.
Will D'Antosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe this New Year's Eve. Enjoy the holiday, and we will see you in 2026.